Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. Today, our guest is Marilyn Holmes, registered dietitian and associate director of the Vanderbilt Recreation and Wellness Center. And we'll be discussing the truth about fad diets and what to consider when deciding how to make lasting changes to your health and nutrition. Welcome, Marilyn, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bridget.
So glad that you're here. Now, Marilyn, there are several diets that have gained popularity recently, and let's start with the facts. What is considered a fad diet, and what makes them so appealing?
Well, the first thing I would say that makes them so appealing or makes them fad diets is the fact that they're making claims that seem too good to be true. And there's not a lot of research behind them to really prove that what they're making the claim on is actually the truth. So there's not enough evidence about them. They're a lot of times trying to sell you a book or a supplement at the same time that they're trying to tell you that you're going to have this fast weight off. And that's what we want if we're trying to lose weight, is to get that weight off and get it off fast, even though it may have taken us a long time to get it on. And then a lot of times, folks who are making the claims about this diet have no nutrition backgrounds. They have research in the background of it, or education in the background of it as well.
Can you describe a few of the most popular fad diets that are out there today?
I can. Some of those that you may have heard a whole lot about are paleo, intermittent. We'll come back and talk about these. The keto, the ketogenic diet, also ketogenic light. It's a little more palatable for some. It's a newer one out. And then the gluten-free are some of the ones that we hear most commonly. If you're talking about paleo, there is some good evidence that it can help you with weight off. And the reason that it's doing is because you're using lots of fruits and vegetables. You're trying to use a lot of unprocessed foods. Sugary kinds of foods are restricted on this kind of diet. And you are using foods that are traditionally thought of as the caveman or the hunter-gatherer prior to the time that we had a lot of the cultivated crops. So the good thing about this is that it's a lot of unprocessed foods, but the bad thing about it is it's restricting. It's also restricting some of the good plant-based things that we are knowing at this time that are really healthy for us. Legumes are some of the things. Whole grain breads are some. Dairy is another. So you may get into some nutrient problems as well. So there are some good thing, bad things about it, but more research is really needed for us to know the long-term effects of it as well. The intermittent diet can be a variety of things. You may eat one day all that you want. The next day, you may have maybe 500 or 600 calories, which is very, very low. And then the next day, eat. Some folks do lose some weight on it, but what we do see with it is the fact that long-term, people are not keeping that weight off. And we know that fasting is something that goes back eons as well. We also know that there doesn't seem to be any physical or mental problems from using this kind of diet. But again, there does not seem to be any advantage of it over just generally eating a healthy food plan that doesn't have a lot of extra calories in it as well. Some people like it just because of the fact that they can eat whatever they want to one day and then starve the next day and then the next day. So it's not as hard to follow as some of the others. The gluten-free is definitely needed for people who have gluten-induced enteropathy or gluten sensitivity, but there is no advantage to restricting, which is the rye, the barley, the grains, the wheat, that we know are good sources of food for us as well, as good sources of nutrients. There is also the claim of it, of using the gluten-free diet for reducing inflammation, but we have not seen that long-term for folks. So again, if you're trying to use it in the weight off arena, we're not seeing that it has been very helpful, but it is definitely needed for people who have gluten sensitivity or gluten-induced enteropathy.
And as you said, there is so much conflicting information about fat diets, like the ones that you described. So in your expertise, what should we understand about nutrition and fat diets?
Some of the things that we need to really think about is the harm that they can cause long term. What we have seen in the research is that people who get the weight off and get it off really fast, first of all, maybe losing a lot of muscle mass, and you don't want to lose muscle mass. You want to conserve muscle mass because that's the most efficient burning of calories that we can have. And it may not over time help us to keep that weight off. And when we go back to eating the old way, because it's so restrictive and can be so harmful to us in many ways, when we go back to eating the way that we were eating, we've not made change, then we can gain that weight and more. And over time, we can have ended up having more weight on us than we started out in the very beginning. So a lot of times we see from them that they're just hard to follow. They may be very expensive. They can be harmful to us, especially if you're taking some of the supplements that can cause some problems later on as well.
What are better alternatives to fad diets for someone who wants to make changes to their nutrition and their health and is perhaps understanding that fad diets aren't the best choice?
You kind of want to, first of all, get the facts, and you want to get evidence-based facts for another thing. One of the things that our faculty and staff have available for them here at Vanderbilt is you all. You are health coaches and you are a registered dietitian and can help people know, you know, with their questions and help them get started. So finding a reliable source or person of information is one thing that can be very helpful. There are other things out there. We know that there is evidence that some of the diets, such as the Mediterranean diet that we have seen a lot of publicity about recently, and the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, are both very well documented as far as being evidence-based plans. There are lots of fruits and vegetables. That's a cornerstone for helping us be able to make healthy food choices that can support our weight maintenance or loss as well, and helping us be sustainable in what we are trying to do. So looking for reliable sources. Now, other things that are out there are myplate.gov is a great source for people to look at and see, get some recommendations that can help them get started on eating a healthy food plan. Eating a variety of foods is another good way. And then again, seeking out reliable sources to help us set our short-term and long-term goals that are achievable and that can help us make change that will sustain our change over time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It's a lot of great information about fad diets and healthier alternatives to fad diets, and also some wonderful information about resources where you can begin if you do want to stick with a healthy eating approach as opposed to continuing to diet. Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us today.
You are welcome, and thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.